we went into the field last week, and we came out. We were asking specifically about the Step Up Coalition plan, which has a variety of tax increases and governmental reforms to address this budget crisis and teacher pay. And very short poll, just get in to find out what Oklahomans think of it. And in all honesty, it was really kind of surprising to us to find nearly 70% of likely voting Oklahomans support this. Keep in mind that 72% of Democrats supported the plan, 73% of independents, and a whopping 66% of Republicans supported this plan. So it's got broad-based support, not only across party, but across income levels, across education levels, across anywhere in the state, all the congressional districts. Oklahomans see this as an opportunity to fix the crisis that we've got going, and they see this plan as the way to do it.
Did I see that the plan was basically just the polling was just one main question. Would you support this if it meant money toward teachers and things like that?
Yeah, we asked some other questions about favorability of the legislature. We asked about if taxes are too high or too low. We did that because we wanted to be able to look at those folks. And by the way, a plurality, 43% of Oklahomans think that income taxes are too high. But we found 66% of those folks supported this plan. It showed me that Oklahomans understand inherently that we have a crisis that we've never seen before in our state history. We need to solve it. And if that means that we all step up in our own little way from whatever little taxes we're paying to fix the problem, that's the way that they see this plan as the way to do it. You know, Michael, if I had asked this 6 months ago or a year ago, I don't think I would have found this level of support. I think I'm finding this level of support now because people say this has gone on too long. These special sessions, this going, starting the year without a balanced budget, this has got to stop. We got to do something. And so I think Oklahomans are inherently positive about this plan, and they see that this is the way to do it.
How much do you think this influences lawmakers as they realize that these are their voting public that are supporting something like this?
Well, sometimes you have to remind a legislature that they do represent in their own ways, their parts of the state. And, you know, in all honesty, they should be very receptive. This is why we do polling. This is why I'm in business, is because I represent the voice of the people, which if you're at the state capitol and you get elected every 2 to 4 years every time, you don't think that you kind of become disconnected a little bit. You know, you know, Michael, you've been down there. It's a little bit of its own little kingdom down there. But the point of the matter is that this is where Oklahomans, through a probability sample that is a true representation of the population as a whole, they get to speak with one voice. And that one voice on this particular poll said, we're hungry for a solution. We're hungry for a solution. We need to solve this problem, and this is the way to do it.
And it seems like this, it's been leading up to, it needs to be done now. We can't wait further down the road because this is just going to get worse.
Yeah. And we saw that all through the fall and the summer. I mean, I think if you had asked me 6 months ago, Bill, now in February, you know, we won't have a balanced budget by then, I would have said you were crazy. I think anyone would have. So the point is that I think it's now, and that's the reason why this timing of this poll is pretty good, because it shows legislators right now how their constituencies feel about this, and get over this assumption that all Republicans are against taxes or all Democrats want to raise money only to spend on more governmental programs. This shows you that this plan dedicated to solve this particular problem or set of problems is the way to do it. And I think that's why Oklahomans overwhelmingly supported this plan.
And shows that Oklahomans are aware of what's going on at the state capitol, which can affect how they vote in November.
Sure. Now, keep in mind, the people we talk to are likely voters. These are people that show up at the polls. So this is a subset of a subset of all Oklahomans in general, obviously, because not everybody votes, which is another commentary and another whole show for you, Michael. But the point is that... these folks do pay attention. They are more civically engaged. They're more engaged with what's going on at the state capitol. And so that's the reason why we talk to them.
Good deal. Bill, anything else you can think of?
Did I mention the tax too high folks?
Yes.
I also wanted to point that we broke down the population by income level. and found that even those under 25,000 support the plan, I think around the 60% mark, but 73% of those households making over $125,000,
wow,
also support it. And then they would be obviously probably paying a larger share or portion of the burden. Plus, this group that's behind the Step Up Coalition is a broad-based group of well-respected business leaders and community leaders. They probably, in their own right, is paying a little bit more of the tax. And I think Oklahomans look at them and say, hey, if they're stepping up, we should step up. And I think that's the reason why we've got this type of level of support.